It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
But in the meantime, we have the wonderful Rita May in the studio. Thanks so much, Rita. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good to have you up. So you've got an EP being released on Friday called Kiss the Sky.
Yes.
So Kiss the Sky, what's the story that this EP is trying to tell?
The story, I guess, is it's like a greedy, indulgent, like sort of just embracing life kind of EP. Like it's a very just wanting lots of stuff and not being that like apologetic about it, I guess.
Yeah, fair. It's nice to have stuff.
Yeah. Like it's a bit like I don't completely condone
materialistic
things that I'm saying necessarily, but I guess it was something that was fun to entertain, almost like your most like overly like wanting everything feelings and just saying it in a really like, it's a freeing thing to say. And true. I just felt that was the mood I was in. I was feeling very, very bullshy and confident.
Yeah. Well, when I imagine Kiss the Sky, I imagine like sort of lying back and sort of taking it all in type of vibe.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's like, that. What an impossible thing to do.
Impossible. Yeah. You couldn't even go on a rocket ship and kiss the sky.
No.
Absolutely impossible. You've also said that it's your birthday on Friday.
Yeah.
Same time as the release. Was that on purpose?
It wasn't. But I feel like it's like the universe made it that way. It was. Yeah. It's, I mean, I'm sure artists have talked about this, like things just always get delayed. So it was actually supposed to be out last Friday and then things just weren't completely going to schedule and then it became the 15th.
Fantastic.
So it's a little birthday present to myself and to the world.
That's awesome. And because especially later on in this interview, we're going to be playing one of the tracks off there that's not released. So, you know, it's kind of cool
secret
exclusive.
Track.
Yeah, secret track, everyone. Now you worked with a few people on this EP, including Grammy nominated producer Leroy Clampett.
Leroy.
How does one end up working with someone like Leroy?
Well, I just got really lucky. Leroy's the sweetest human ever, and we basically just have mutual friends.
Hell yeah. That's how it is in the music.
Yeah, scene, like it was my first trip to the States and we've got friends in common and they just put me in touch. And I guess he just felt like randomly working with a really small artist. And
awesome.
We just had just one day together and it was a really fun day. We pretty much just spent the whole day jamming on piano and guitar and recorded it that day. And that's pretty much the recording that I ended up releasing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Nice and efficient.
Yeah, yeah. One day wonder.
Awesome. Now you've selected a few songs for us to play. This first one, Sharon Van Etten, The End of the World. Big fan of Sharon Van Etten?
I am. Well, it's actually a cover.
It's a cover.
She's covering, I believe, it's hard to find clearly who the original
was.
It's
sometimes
one of those old
songs,
but I'm pretty sure Skeeter Davis did sang the first recording.
Awesome.
And yeah, I just love this song. It's a beautiful, overly dramatic breakup song, which is one of my favorite things.
Hell yeah. That's what we love. All right, this is The End of the World.
Do the stars
Yes, that was Sharon Van Etten with The End of the World, a great cover done by her. And if you are just tuning in, we have Rita May in the studio with us. And yeah, we were just chatting off air about you've been spending some time sort of overseas in London. Any good shows that you caught there that you went and watched?
That I got to see? Did I even? No.
Oh.
I literally, there was one show that I traveled specifically to Berlin to go to. And we kind of planned the whole thing around it. This artist Porches, and then he cancelled.
It is what it is.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Has there been any sort of ultimate career highlights that you've had so far in your musical journey that you've been like, that was awesome?
I feel like there's kind of two kinds to me, like some that are like these specific like momentary opportunities and then like a more slow burn one, because I feel like the momentary opportunity one for me would have been opening for Broods was that felt like a pretty big high for me,
because
I've just, you know, I was just such a fan all through high school, and I would have just flipped out if I'd known that was gonna happen. And yeah, and then I guess in terms of like the slow burn ones, kind of this EP, like I feel like all the songs on Kiss the Sky are kind of the things that I was trying to write from the beginning of like when I started songwriting.
Right.
You know, like I'm just like, I feel like I hope I'll always get better, but there's this thing of you always write songs and at the beginning feel like you're never, for me, I was never quite like capturing the thing I was trying to find.
Right, so you developed, your skills have developed more where now you feel
like you like have the skills to actually say what you want to say, which for me took like over a decade of songwriting to even get close to, sort of thing.
So and fair enough.
Just feels good to really feel the songs and feel like they said what I meant.
Yeah, and because what EP number is this? Is this the...
This is the second.
The second, yeah. Wow, so that we... It's, I guess that's quite good to look back on, so that your evolution of all the songs you've released. And who knows where it's going to go in the future, you know?
Who knows?
Exactly.
Only me.
Only you know what's in your head. All right, we've got another song here, Let the Lights On, by Sorry. Who is Sorry?
Sorry is a really cool band, and you should listen to them. This song, so I've kind of picked songs that I feel like were a part of, like the songs that were inspiring me while I was writing Kiss the Sky. And this one, it's like, I don't really know what it's about, but it just feels like the most intense, like big crush song.
Yeah.
Like just this, like, oh my God, I just love you kind of song.
Right.
And that's basically the main lyrics.
I just
love it. The energy is so good.
Awesome. Well, this is Let the Lights On by Sorry.
I found you.
That is Let the Lights On by Sorry. Indeed. And yes, of course, like I said before, we got Rita Mae in the studio. If you could describe your music with a colour, what colour would your music be?
Well, this EP is red.
Oh, of course. And that was a specific choice in the artistic direction of the EP cover?
It was a retroactive choice when I was like putting the EP together. Mm. I don't go into a project. I feel like some people go into a project with like a literal vision board of the type of songs and the colors and the whole aesthetic, like sonically and visually, of the project, which I wish I could do, but I can't.
Yeah, that's
because I don't have enough
work.
Foresight. And I kind of just, the EP kind of just revealed itself to me through tons of writing. And like, I wrote so many songs for this and then had no idea what it was supposed to be. And then like, I guess just the songs that rose to the surface were these ones. And it felt like a very like bold, almost like very bold and assertive.
Yeah. Assertive.
EP.
There's assertive and there's aggressive.
Yeah, it's assertive. And I feel like, if I'm not the most visual person, but if that was a color, that's like a good red.
Hell yeah, a nice bright red.
A nice, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Well, speaking of visuals, have you made any music videos for any of the songs? Are you thinking about making?
Only one. I made a music video with Oscar Keys for Kiss the Sky.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And that's just out on YouTube and...
Out wherever.
Wherever. Fantastic. Oh, my God. Okay, so we've got some more music here. Now, Porches. Who you tried to see in Berlin.
I tried.
But they cancelled.
I travelled to Berlin for Porches.
I mean, what else did you get up to in Berlin when you're like, oh, no, now Porches.
I just hung out. Like,
yeah. Went to... what's that club there, Burgine?
Oh,
did you try to go there?
No, I feel embarrassed that I didn't even try. Oh. Apparently it's really hard and they literally look at you and say yes or no. And I wasn't feeling like
you
being looked
to be
up
judged,
and down and told no. So,
very understandable.
No, I just chilled with my friends and it was amazing. But Porches is cool though.
Yeah.
This song is cool. It's, Porches has been like, over the recent years, one of my biggest sort of production inspos, I think.
Mm.
Yep.
Wow. Biggest. Yeah. Hey, and where are they from? Germany? No, they're from.
No, I think New York.
New York.
Which is why it's cool. Everything from New York is cool.
Yeah, it does have that kind of cool vibe.
Yeah.
New York, doesn't it? Okay. Well, this is called "Okay" by Porches. All right.
Okay.
That is Okay by Porches. Cool. So you've got, I mean, we've got a, we're actually giving away a ticket to a festival that you're going to be playing early next year at Black Barn and Vineyard.
Yeah.
Are there any other sort of festivals that you've, that are on the horizon for you that you're going to be, that you can talk about? Because I know some you can't talk about, that you're going to be doing.
Just Slack Barn.
Just Slack Barn. Cool.
Yeah.
And do you have a EP release tour or anything in the works?
I have nothing to announce.
Nothing to announce yet. So everyone keep a close
eye.
Keep an eye out. Okay. Well, if let's say we're in a hypothetical here and you could choose any festival in the world that would be a dream to play at, what would be one you would like to play at?
Oh my God. How big are we talking?
Like as big as like Coachella, I guess.
I want to play Glastonbury.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's quite a cool one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what about a smaller, maybe a slightly smaller one?
I want to play Laneway.
Laneway. Oh, yeah, that would be really cool.
I'm so excited for Laneway.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been listening a lot. I know my partner's been listening a lot, and my sister to Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
And they're really excited to take the stage. Who knows? I'm going to put it out there right now. Maybe Lorde will come out during
manifest
her performance.
It.
We're going to manifest it. It's her hometown.
She has to now that we said it.
Exactly. okay, so we've got another song here, a Katy Perry song.
Yeah.
What about the song Mounted Your Popsicle?
I
little joke
love
there, guys.
This era of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
It was like so important to me when it was all out. And even though most of the EP isn't like necessarily directly inspired by this type of song, the song is Waking Up in Vegas.
Hell yeah.
And I just think there's such a beauty to like a really perfect pop song that even though that's not necessarily what I'm always striving to make, although it sometimes is, I just think that's kind of like sometimes a bit of an underrated art form in music. Like this is just one of the hookiest, best songs ever.
Sometimes you don't want a complicated song. You just want something with a good hook, a few chords.
It's like, it's giving you everything that you want.
Yeah, it's like
it's so, there's like no delayed gratification. It's just like when you want the thing, they just give it to you. And
hell
it's
yeah.
like, thanks.
Hell yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry.
You gotta help me out. It's all a blur. The motel key. Spare me your freaking dirty looks now. Don't blame me. You wanna cash out and get the hell out of
Yes, Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry. It has been a while since I've heard that track, but hey, it's good to hear it, and good to hear it on the airwaves of BFM.
Had to do it to him.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, we were talking about the Black Barn Vineyard Festival that you're going to be doing in early January, and yes, we do have a double pass to that. I forgot to say that the lines are now open. 5395, your name, your B card number, and the words Slack Barn, and you can be heading right along to that festival that's happening down in the Hawke's Bay. It's going to be a lovely sunny time, I'm sure. And yes, Rita May is on the lineup, so fantastic. So text on through now, and then we're going to play one more song, and then maybe after that, Rita May will announce the winner. So text on through right now, 5395, your name, your B card number, and the words Slack Barn. Double pass, it could be all yours. All right, we're going to finish off on your unreleased song, which is being released this Friday. Exciting.
Yeah.
When You Go, could you tell us a bit about this song?
This song is a song about, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory when you listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sad relationship pulling apart song, which I guess, like, even though there's songs that are kind of like about love and feelings and stuff on the EP, this is the one that I guess indulges the most in terms of being like heartbroken about something.
Yeah, right.
Which I kind of loved getting away from that sort of thing for most of the EP, but I guess, you know, I had to
give
a little, yeah, and it's like, it was definitely a part of the whole time that I was writing it, so it felt like an important thing to include. And it's, I guess it's just like it's a song about my feelings, and there's a lot of sad emotion in my voice, I think, and in my lyrics, so.
Awesome.
Yeah, going to be a good downer for everyone.
Yeah, enjoy everyone. Right off the back of that Katy Perry. Enjoy everyone. All right,
had to balance it out.
Yeah, we've got to balance things out here on this show. This is When You Go by Rita May.
That's how I know that.
Wow, beautiful track there, Unreleased, coming out this Friday by Rita May. Thank you so much, Rita, for coming in and having a chat to us.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. And yeah, all the best with the release on Friday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's going to be a great time. And yes, it's going to be good summer, I'm sure.
Good summer. Fun summer.
But yes, if you're wanting to check out what Rita's doing over the next few months, definitely go to her Instagram and all the news will be there.
Hey Rita May.
Hey Rita May. At Hey Rita May.
At Hey Rita May.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Catch you next time.
Cool. That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.